Következő műsor megtekintése 12 éven aluliak számára nem ajánlott.
About a year ago, and we toured Europe, and we toured the States, and then we toured the States, and we toured Europe, and then we toured the States again, and we went back to Europe again. And we had some dates last fall, and then we took it easy for a while during the holidays, and now it's the spring, and we're back out playing all through Europe, and we'll also go back to the States, to the Midwest, Chicago, and work our way back to San Francisco. So, you know, we just try to get out there and do what we can to give the record, you know, an opportunity to be heard. And some of the gigs we do for the money, some of them we do because we want to go and new places, and then some of them we just, like tonight, almost for the adventure, really. We're just happy to be here. We came from Berlin this morning, so we started driving pretty early. We played in Berlin last night. And we've been looking forward to play here. We have some friends who live here now, and we've never been to Budapest before, so it seemed like a fun thing to do. Education, listening to records, you know, and I think the, you know, wanting to climb inside the records and early records like, you know, Clash and Stones and David Bowie and things, and then later it was Leonard Cohen and things that I found when I started traveling and stuff. So I think that's where I got my education, was really through the records. And even the, you know, even somebody like Ry Cooder, who worked with Wim Wenders, and then I became interested in film. And I think it was always through the music that I got my education. But when I was playing in groups as a teenager, as a kid, we didn't really call it songwriting. We just called it making up songs, you know, because that's what we did, you know. And we didn't really have any. It was just personal expression, I guess, you know. We just wanted songs that we thought were cool to play.
All right. Now, if you want to start singing.
Green on Red was a group out of L.A. I wasn't a founding member, but I joined up with those guys in 1984. And I don't know. I mean, they were characters, and when I met these guys, I thought they looked like guys that should be operating the rides like at a carnival or something, you know.
Well, we met through mutual friends, and when I moved to San Francisco, we both kind of felt that our voices blended really well. So we started playing acoustic music, just the two of us. And every time we could afford a new band member, we'd add one. But it started out pretty organic. We had the duo before we had a relationship.
I was born in Los Angeles. We were both born in Los Angeles, but escaped there at an early age to move to San Francisco. And so I think, in a way, San Francisco, for us, is where things really started. You know, immersing ourselves in the culture and the music scene and the filmmakers and poets and all that stuff was... I've had a lot of interest in a lot of music and a lot of people. I've had heroes. And many of them have come and gone, but you know, Alex, when I met Alex Chilton, he was an instant hero to me, and although other heroes have come and gone, he's remained right there. So I think he was probably a big influence. And we were very influenced by a lot of folk music, and mm-hmm. Richard and Linda Thompson, and Leonard Cohen, and...
Lee and Nancy a bit.
Yeah, Nancy yeah. and Lee Sinatra. Mm-hmm. Nancy Sinatra and Lee Hazelwood, and... that was some of the stuff that we were influenced by early on. Mm-hmm.
We'll be right back. how much I loved you. Just how much I loved you in that dress. And the way the light bounces off your hair, well, it warmed me in ways I just cannot express.
Gentlemen, I don't know if you guys are just showing up, but we'd like to try to get you to do some singing. Can the people in the back come here? We got to get you to sing for us here.
Keep it.
looking down. Will there's something bad?
Kevin T. White on the bass, ladies and gentlemen. Kevin T. White. ladies and gentlemen, all the way from San Antonio, Texas, the newest member of our group, ladies and gentlemen, Vicente Rodriguez on the drums. Come on. Now allow me one time to introduce us to the leader of our group, Stephanie Finch, everybody. My name is Chuck Prophet. I'm happy to be here.
It's not a car town and much anymore, but, you know, we go see shows occasionally,
yes.
You know, I mean, we still get excited if the Stooges come to town and we go out and see the Stooges. And
we have some beautiful historical theaters in San Francisco as well that we like to visit, one being the Fillmore, which is famous from the 60s, and the Warfield, and those are the bigger venues, but we also like the little hole-in-the-wall venues as well. How do we relax? Just watch TV. I can't lie. We don't want to live anywhere else. We love San Francisco. Yeah.
No, the television doesn't necessarily inspire our songs.
I thought you said the CD.
No.
The television.
I mean, everything's inspiring in some respect. I mean, you're taking it all in.
Yeah. Chuck and I, we travel so much that we've never really taken a vacation together, because when we get home, we just are really glad to be home. So maybe we'll go somewhere. He's taken up surfing, so maybe we'll go somewhere tropical.
The sun's beating down on the pavement. I got some money in the bank. I ain't gonna save it. Janet coming by. I hope she makes it. Oh, Janet coming by. I sure hope she makes it. Not here. Summertime thing. Summertime thing. There's a party next door. It sounds like it's cooking. I put my head over the wall. I took a look in. There was a five-piece band. They was really rocking. Oh man, it looked like some. Oh, no. your secret name out loud.
I call your name, I call your name.
So I built a snowman out of mud. I was so afraid what I'd become. Gentlemen, I want to thank everybody for coming out here tonight. This is the first time we played on a ship in at least a couple weeks. So it's a special occasion. We got one more song for you. And this is a pretty heavy song, so I hope you can handle it. This is called Who Put the Bomb in the Bomb Shooby Dooby Bomb and Who Put the Ram in the Ram on Lama Ding Dong. I think you know what I'm talking about. Three! heart like a baby's fist.